Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, AEW dropped about 400 different CM Punk teases on last night's Dynamite.
Cash Wheeler suffers a gruesome injury on Dynamite as well.
We will tell you all about the brutal, bloody death match that played out in the Dynamite main event.
Oh, and a WCW legend is coming to AEW. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, let's talk about CM Punk again. he's everywhere right now. But let me tell you what. If this guy hasn't already signed to AEW and isn't going to show up in a couple of weeks, Tony Khan is going to have some words with himself, because a lot of people are going to be disappointed. Last night on Dynamite, there were just so many teases for this guy, and they were so blatant as well. Of course, before the show, it was pre-advertised that Tony Khan would have a big announcement. This was delivered by Tony Schiavone. It's going to be Rampage on the 20th of August in Chicago, Illinois, CM Punk's hometown, in the United Center, home of the Chicago Bulls. Lovely stadium. I've been there before. It's great. But this, of course, drew CM Punk chants from the crowd. Cut immediately to Sting and Darby Allin with Alex Marvez. Darby Allin talks about wrestling the best in the world. There's another one. And then at the end of the show, MJF, talking to Chris Jericho, delivers the following line. Chris, as you sit there in more pain than you've ever been in your entire life, I need you to listen to me, which is, of course, paraphrasing the pipe bomb. You know the pipe bomb. You're very smart. some other stuff coming into all of this as well. Fightful Select issued a report yesterday with some more details on the CM Punk AEW situation, noting that some people in the backstage area of AEW who haven't worked with Punk in the past have been asking around, going, hey, what's he like to work with? How easy is he to work with? And on top of this, Tony Khan was interviewed by the New York Post, and he was asked about CM Punk and Daniel Bryan twice, and he said, no comment. I can't comment on these guys. So... look, if it doesn't happen at this stage and we get to the 20th of August episode of Rampage and they wheel out, I don't know, Tucker, no disrespect to Tucker, right? He's a talented guy, but if it's not CM Punk, he's just the first name that popped in my head. If it's not CM Punk, there's going to be a war.
Yeah, I can only think of when Bret Hart went to WCW, literally spelled the words WCW in his last appearance with the WWF, and then the NWO came out on the next episode of Nitro with Canadian flags. That's the last time it's been so flagrant that they are bringing someone in. Not going to say from the other promotion. It's been a while since he was with the WWE, if I'm perfectly honest. 7 years. But yes, it's a done deal. I watched a bit of Sean Ross sat talking about the Punk and Brian things quite recently. And yeah, he said they're all but done, basically. One's been, kept more under wraps than the other. But I can't believe it. I know I predicted it to happen, but I still can't quite believe it. I still won't believe it, Andy, until he stood there. But it's happening.
It's happening. It really is. And if it doesn't at this point, we're going to criticize them. Absolutely. Because how could you not after the teases on Dynamite last night, right? But can't believe it. 7.5 years later, CM Punk's coming back. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
Who could have called it? Me. right, let's move on and talk about some of the fallout from last night's episode of AEW Dynamite as well. When it comes to the in-ring action on Dynamite and a really gruesome injury for Cash Wheeler. Him and Dax Harwood obviously taking on Santana and Ortiz in a highly anticipated match last night. But Cash sort of suffered a horrible forearm injury. He was waiting to splash Ortiz, who Harwood was going to superplex. But he got pushed off the top turnbuckle and got his arm stuck on a piece of metal between the buckle and the ring post. Sliced it wide open. There was an update from PW Insider's Mike Johnson saying he suffered a really bad cut, but he said to be okay in the backstage area after the match. No word on whether he's going to have to miss any time. But you could just tell with the finish of the match, with Harwood winning it via brainbuster rather than the usual big rig that we see from FTR, and yeah, Cash's complete lack of involvement after that spot, that it wasn't a good thing. And we just hope he recovers well and hope he's all right, Andy.
Yeah, it was gross, kind of, wasn't it, when the camera cut over to him and his arms just kind of sliced up a little bit there. Not fun, obviously. Injuries do happen in professional wrestling, but they're not nice to watch unfold on your TV screen. So hope the guy's doing okay. At least, right, it's a cut on his forearm and not like a shattered forearm or something like that. So far, from what we know so far, right? But it just, yeah, just a total freak accident, wasn't it? Something that came kind of out of nowhere. And best wishes to Cash. Hopefully he recovers nice and quickly, for sure.
Yes, also not the night to get a cut, because you sensed that the medical team and the stitches were going to be in short supply after the main event last night, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick Gage versus Chris Jericho. Now, normally we wouldn't come on the news and talk about just an individual match unless it was particularly notable, like really notable in some way. And this was really notable because it brought, I think, a shocking level of violence to TNT, right? To national television. When they brought in Nick Gage, you kind of thought, yeah, maybe they'll just do like a hardcore match with, maybe they'll tease a light tube but not actually do it. No. Gage and Jericho just had a death match. They had a death match on TV. Light tubes, pizza cutters sliced Jericho's arm like at the bell straight away. Light tubes were popped over people's heads. People got carved up with the ends of the light tubes. The pizza cutter running across Chris Jericho's forehead. Jericho hurricane ran. He did the top rope Hurricane Rana, Chris Jericho in 2021. Hurricane Rana Gage through a plate of glass.
Oh my God.
And he wrapped things up in the end by misting, borrowing a page from the Great Muta's page, misting old Nick Gage in the face and then hitting the Judas effect, pinning him on all the broken glass. So after that, of course, we got the revelation that Juventud Guerrero is going to be on Dynamite next week. What's going on? What is pro wrestling this year? Look, I'm not always a deathmatch guy. I've said that several times before. I respect what it is and everything else, but I usually personally don't have the stomach for it. I'm a bit of a wimp in that regard, but I really enjoyed this. Really had a good time with it. Understand why people don't like these things. That's fair play. We all have different tastes, but I had a good time. Adam Wilborn, you're a particularly big fan of light tubes, especially. So I bet you gobbled this up, right?
Yeah. Well, I bet you were a bit like me, Andy, where I went in the same way thinking, well, it's not going to be the match you had with Matt Cardona. Obviously, it's on TNT, for example. And then they teased light tubes and chairs and all that, and you thought, oh, okay, they're going to do, like you say, they'll maybe do one light tube to finish the match off. And it was like, oh, pizza cutter, cut to Domino's commercial. Oh, Hurricane Rana through glass. Oh, there's the light tubes. And even then, I'm not a fan of light tubes, as you said, Andy. Even then, when he twatted Jericho over the head with it, I was like, oh, well, it could be worse. And then he just snapped one over his leg and then just started shanking Chris Jericho in the head. For a split second, you know, when he did the miss, I genuinely thought that was just all the blood that had just pooled in his mouth from having his head sliced open by Nick Gage. But let's talk about what happened post-match, because MJF wasted no time in lining up the third labour of Jericho. And yes, it is going to be WCW legend Juventud Guerrero. They even referenced, I mean, just the storytelling of this show, a back and forth between MJF and Chris Jericho from November 2019, where Juventud Guerrero's name was mentioned by Jericho and sort of no-sold by MJF. But MJF has now got him in. That is who Jericho is going to have to face. And there is a stipulation that the winner has to hit a top rope move. I'm really, really glad. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about Michael Sidgwick in the shower effectively today. I'm really glad because me and Sidg were about to do a What Could the Labours of Jericho Be podcast. And we wouldn't have bloody called Sean Spears with a chair, bloody Nick Gage in a no DQ match, and the return of Juventud Guerrero. Bonkers. Absolutely bonkers.
Crazy. Yeah, I've just realised there I stole your story in the middle of my third one there. Sorry about that, pal.
That's all good.
But yeah, Juve Juice is coming back to TV. What the hell is going on? They've obviously got history from WCW and everything else, so it's like, It's a pretty clever thing to do. I'm a big fan of this. I think we said it was either last week or maybe the week before that this is going to be a fun pantomime, isn't it? These five labors of Jericho. Let's do weird things every week. And this is certainly the kind of weird thing that I could invest in. Hoovy, by the way, is still only 46 years old. He's had a long career, but he's younger than you think, this guy. This should be a lot of fun. I, for one, am looking forward to Chris Jericho hitting the top rope and finishing him off with a double front flip 540 shooting star 450 930 double moonsalt.
Book well, it leads us quite nicely onto today's Twitter questions at What Culture WWE. Because first question in from Lacey Cothran says, with the news of Hoovy being the third Labour, you have to imagine Jericho will be the Lionheart. Who do you believe will be Labour's 4 and 5, and what personas will Jericho use? Now, of course, Andy, the fifth Labour of Jericho is facing MJF, but who do you think number four will be, and what version of Jericho will come out? Because I love Lacey's idea of the Lionheart facing Hoovy.
Yeah, so my fourth one is much more boring than what we've had between Nick Gage and Hoovy. It's Jeff Cobb, because I think of the symmetry of MJF hiring him in as a hired gun, as a mercenary, after Jericho did that in 2020 to face Jon Moxley. I think that's just a neat little story you can play. And to answer your question on who Jericho will play, full on Le Champion, full on, you know, wanker mode, if you will, because that's the character Jericho was playing when he hired Jeff Cobb. I think that's quite neat and tidy.
Yeah, I think that's a great shout, to be fair. I really want List Jericho. I know it's not exactly, you know, maybe theirs even to use, but it's one of my favourite ever iterations of Chris Jericho. I also really like, I think it was Michael Hamlet's booking, of Sammy Guevara being the number four Labour, just because that really muddies the waters within the inner circle. Although, the way things are going, Andy, Brock Lesnar probably wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, let us know your guesses in the comments section below. Maybe it'll be Trump. Question number two comes from Dylan, who says, hey guys, huge fan. After that five-man elimination tag, with so much focus on the one-winged angel with Paige and Omega, do you think we'll see a kick-out of the OWA sometime in this rivalry? A kick-out at one would be earth-shattering. Wow.
Yeah, it would pop the tits off everyone in that building, regardless of whether they were male or female. I do think that Paige will be the guy who finally kicks out that move. Yeah. They've been building up to this for years. Kota Ibushi did it in DDT about, I don't know, like 11 years ago or something like that. I don't think he needs to do it, is the thing, to get the rub if he's the one to dethrone Omega, however they get to that match in the end. But I do still think he'll do it. Maybe not at one. One would be incredible. Don't get me wrong. It would be amazing. But I think they'll do it at two.
Strong suggestions as well, not to go off topic here, Andy. Strong suggestions that we are probably going to get a Christian Cage World Championship match, maybe before All Out, because of the rankings they were talking about, of course, in that match against the HFO. So we'll keep you posted on any developments with that. And they've got lots of busy shows to stick it on and the start of Rampage and what have you. So who knows? Final question today comes from Rahul V. Krishnan. Rahul with just a completely out there question I had to ask you. Rahul says, morning, guys. If you guys could choose a WWE superstar, past or present, to play the next incarnation of the Doctor from the iconic Doctor Who series, and if you're a fan of that, go and check out Who Culture right here on YouTube, then which wrestler would you guys pick as the next Time Lord from Gallifrey?
Well, I will freely admit that I don't know a thing about Doctor Who. I know what a Dalek is, roughly, but that's about the extent of my knowledge. I know he has a police box and a scarf. And like Billy Piper was there at some point, or
yes,
Tom guy. There was a guy called Tom. So I'm probably not best qualified to answer this question. However, Doctor Who is a long-running TV show, right? It's had many different incarnations, many different doctors. It has adapted. It has evolved. It has updated itself for modern tastes. You know who else fits that bill? The master of reinventing himself in pro wrestling. That man is Tugboat. He had Tugboat, he had Typhoon, he had the Shockmaster, a gimmick, he's Uncle Fred. He's a gimmick for every era, like Doctor Who. He's the perfect guy. Tell me I'm wrong. Tugger for the police box.
If the police box comes out like a giant, sparkly Stormtrooper's helmet, then I'm kind of in for something like that. I don't know how to follow that. My pick was going to be The Rock, because chances are my pick for often when I'm given the chance to pick an old WWF superstar, past or present, it's going to be The Rock. But I mainly want to see the back and forth, like you alluded to, Andy. I am a dog. It doesn't matter what your name is.
I'm here
but
for
let
it.
Us know in the comment section where we feature some of our favourite ones. Which WWE superstar needs to be the next Doctor Who? And yes, Isaac Yankum. We talked about that. Let's move on to today's And Finally, because Andy, on Instagram, I'm not sure if you've seen this, the war has started and you have to pick a side. Are you Team Sin Cara or are you Team Reginald? Yep, apparently they're having a fight on Instagram. Presumably it was relating to WWE or someone bigging up Reginald's bonkers stuff on Monday Night Raw. To which Sin Cara said, two very cool entrances. Let's see if you can do it without an ACL and wearing a mask with terrible lighting. Oh, one more thing. Keep doing it for a decade on live events and television. All the best. Hashtag Sin Cara. To which Reginald replied, well, seeing that I was doing this in the circus for 16 years before I came to WWE, it should be fine. We have to pick a side, Andy. I don't know which one you're going to go for. I've genuinely got no idea.
Very important question. Are we talking the original Sin Cara here, or are we talking Hunico? Because if we're talking Hunico, the second Sin Cara in WWE, that's my guy. That's the real backstage shooter. The list of men that this guy's beaten up backstage, like Sheamus, who's about three times that guy's size, battered him. Chris Jericho, battered him. Simon Gash, beamed a can of Coke off his head, yeah. Battered him. That's my guy. So if it's him, complete support behind the real shooter, Sin Cara 2.
I can't believe we've already got WrestleMania 40's main event set. This is going to be years in the making.
We're trampoline bollocks. Match.
Pick your side.
Let's
do it on a bouncy castle. Pick your side and let us know your thoughts in the comments. As long as everything we've discussed today, it's been all over the bloody shop.
I wonder why we don't do fantasy booking videos anymore. Jesus.
Like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. Let us know your Twitter questions at What Culture. We might say follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at.
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray for more of the worst ideas ever. The H stands for Hey, Happy Birthday to Scott Steiner, a master of many things, including mathematics. And my sources tell me that he is 141 and two-thirds years old today. So happy birthday, Scott.
What a legend. Happy birthday, Scott Steiner. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
We'll see you on the bouncy castle.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.